Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. Think of the diversity of languages we have today, from African languages that uses clicking sounds to the Chinese language that uses pictorial characters. It makes reading the furniture names at IKEA seem like a walk in the park. Evolutionists attempt to parallel the story of the evolution of man with the evolution of language. However, as Mark Pagel explains in a New Scientist article, this is not an easy feat. Quote, if language evolved to allow us to exchange information, how come most people cannot understand what most other people are saying? End of quote. Pagel says that new languages are expected to arise as people spread out geographically and become isolated. However, the opposite often appears to have happened, with language diversity greatest in tribes closely packed together, like the tribes in Papua New Guinea, and lower in spread-out societies such as the Arctic. This goes against evolutionary expectations. Not only that, but even though the present 6,912 languages can be reduced to around 94 mother languages, there is no clear evidence that these 94 mother languages are genetically related to a single proto-language. This is a key point. All languages should be related and come from a single origin because this mirrors the evolutionary story of man. Since the evolution of human language is inseparable from biological human evolution, we should see a similar pattern of change between the two, but we don't. The biblical account of Babel, in which God supernaturally introduces many languages at once, is the only explanation that fits the existing facts. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca and tune in on our new podcast, available now on all podcast platforms.